too. But yeah. So basically just a jam in at the end there.
Yeah, I just pushed everything in the net, yeah.
All right, that made it 1-0. Seamus Malone getting the assist along with Tim Davison on Will Johnson's first goal of the season. That came at the 5:51 mark of the period. We get a penalty, the first penalty of the season, and Linus Weisbach, who was really the number one star in the game, gets his first goal, first of two on the evening.
Federick brings it across the line. Kalanick back at the blue line now for the Badgers, who set it up inside of the Michigan Tech zone. They are on the power play, and they lead by one. 9:17 left to go in the first period. Kalanick again with it. Passed over to the weak side. Worked around by Weisbach. Weisbach has some room. Now he'll walk and shoot. Blocked there. Oh, another goal. Went off a Ranky. Went right back to Weisbach, and he buried it. He went post to post. Nothing Packy Munson could do on that one. And just a bad break by the Huskies. Well played by Ranky. Didn't get the bounce.
Yeah, he makes the block, and it goes right back to his stick, didn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it was. And I thought our penalty kill was pretty good in the game. Couple of tweaks we have to work on, and we got the kill later when we needed it. But that was everything was executed the right way. It just went to Linus, and we were talking about it. We were deep into Linus last year on recruiting. I'm sure I was the first one to talk to him. He was still over in Sweden. I know his advising firm quite well, and then he was playing for Billy McCault in Tri-City. So I made two trips out there early before the season even started for them, just to be the first team to ever talk to him and things like that when he came over. But Tony Granato did a good job of getting in there and chartering flights and getting in there and nailing that one down. A good player, but Mitch did a good job blocking it. We did a good job of forcing a quick wrist shot to the net instead of a guy being able to take a one-time hit and create a lot of problems, and it went right back on Linus's stick, and Weisbach put it under the crossbar. There's nothing. I thought Packy, I didn't fault him on any of the goals. I thought he was good. He gave us a chance to win in the game. That play right there was just an unfortunate bounce.
So it's 2-0 at that point. That goal coming at the 10:55 mark of period number one. Linus Weisbach getting his first of the season from Will Johnson and Trent Frederick on the power play. We get a power play later on in that period. Coach, not able to get it going. It looked like if I remember right, the second half of that power play was a little bit better than the first half. Am I right on that? That first power play for us? I'm trying to remember.
I think we moved the puck start with, and then it was actually the second unit that wasn't moving the puck around that well.
So the score at the end of one period of play, 2-0 Wisconsin, but we had a nice push towards the end of that first period. I thought kind of got things going a little bit offensively. Maybe not so many shots on goal. We only got credited for 5, I think, in that first period, but it seemed like we had more puck control than just 5 shots on goal.
Yeah, we had a lot of shots that missed the net, throughout the game we had a lot of scoring chances that missed the net. Joel Lesperance had a great one-time opportunity that I think went off the top of his stick and went up over the crossbar, and that had nothing but net on it. So I thought we generated some offense.
And I thought they did a good job, Wisconsin, of really getting sticks right on our sticks on shots to deflect those. I mean, many of our shots, as you mentioned, even from far out, sailed over into the protective netting.
Yeah, Wisconsin's a good team. I mean, the majority of their team are from the development program or programs like that. They've recruited extremely well, and they have the ability to recruit extremely well. And our guys have to be, you know, a team like us has to be extremely attentive to detail and get better and better and better in order to play at that level all the time. And you know, I think we've done a good job of doing that since I've been here. We've been done a good job of getting that work ethic and character and chemistry within the locker room that never does give up and plays hard all the time.
Two guys that I know were hoping going into this season would pick up their offensive game scored in the second period, and one of them was Joel Esperance. We talked to Joe quite a bit on Saturday and then again on Sunday before the game. Just, you know, how is he feeling? He constantly, you mentioned this in the pregame, he seems like a different guy as far as his confidence and what he needs to do to get it done this year.
Oh, he's a big, strong man. And like I said, his strength on the puck right now reminds me a lot of his strength on the puck his freshman year. It was amazing to me coming in, like how guys couldn't get the puck from him. And you'd talk to a guy like Shane Hanna, and he said, man, he's got man strength. He's just strong on the puck. Right now, he's taking on, even in practice, 2 and 3 guys, which opens up a lot of ice. And what he's really doing extremely well right now is he's distributing it well. So when he's drawing that attention, when he has the puck, he's finding guys to give it to. He's not just throwing it or losing it in battles and things like that. So he's going to be a force. If he can maintain and stay healthy, he's going to be a tremendous part of our entire attack.
So the Huskies down 2-0 at the 13-13 mark of the second period. Joel Esperance gets the first goal of the season for Michigan Tech.
Free rush there, and on a power play, that's not what you want to see. There wasn't a change going on in behind. Huskies just too far back in their own zone.
Here's a breakaway for Esperance. Walking in, shot, stone, and he scores! Yes! Yes! Esperance buries it on the breakaway in from the top of the circles, and the Huskies, a power play goal, pull within one.
Packy Munson gets an assist on that goal. It was Mark Ock who fed Esperance on that stretch pass right up the middle, and you said that was a called play, Coach.
Yeah, if we found that seam in the middle open up, Brooksy had it set up that it, within our power play curl system, that Joel would fill into that seam, and he did, and he would have shot. It was a great shot up to the
blocker side.
Yeah, it was
so fast. I wasn't sure.
Blocker side, so well executed play.
Very nice play, and as you mentioned, Joel Esperance with a couple of great opportunities earlier in the game that he wasn't able to hit the net with because of a redirect or whatever. So the Huskies just down by one, but a nice pushback by the Wisconsin Badgers. Even strength goal. Linus Weissbeck again, his second of the season for the freshman. Ryan Wagner and Trent Frederick get the assist. Here it is at the 14:48 mark to give the Wisconsin Badgers back a two-goal lead.
Off of the boards, Huskies swarming down there. A couple of Michigan Tech players run into each other. It turns into a three-on-one for the Badgers. Across the line, shot, score! Oh, wow. Weissbeck was down on his knees when he took that shot and bounced it in past Munson.
Well, that was just a pretty play, and as you hear in the call, a couple of Huskies did run into each other, and kind of a bad break there, but we seemed there for a while. They were getting some odd man rushes, and they're too good of a team to give that
minute. Yeah, and what happened, they had three of those chances in probably a five-minute period, and it came against veteran defense, and we just weren't reading the play. As you mentioned, it was Tommy Beretta, and Tommy Beretta ran into Brent Baltus at, and we were carrying the puck up too high along the wall, and what happened is Dane got caught against the wall, or he's got to get into good ice and exit the zone. He's got to defend on that, and we got caught kind of on a pinch. That happened. That was the third time it happened in the period, and we were talking to our D about it, but then after the period we were able to shore that part of it. If you don't have a third man, you really got to be, you've got to bail on in the offensive zone attack as a defenseman. You can't try to hold pucks in and cheat for offense when you don't have the numbers back to cover, and that's what happened a few times in that one for that winning goal there that bit us.
Yeah, it turns out to be the game winner, but the Huskies weren't done yet. Jake Lucchini with an unbelievable shot from a very tough angle goes short side to get his first of the season. Gavin Gould and Mark Ock get the assist. 18-26 on the power play for Michigan Tech.
Shots are 20-13 right now in favor of the Badgers. 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Michigan Tech will win it back. Good job by Mark Ock with a slow mover. Here's a chance for the Huskies down low. Just scores! Oh, Lucchini from the side of the net went short side and he buried it past Hayden, and it's a second power play goal for the Huskies. 3-2.
Well, Coach, how much of a decoy on that play was big Joel Esperance standing out in the front of the net there and probably forcing Hayton to maybe cheat a little bit off that post like Dave Ellis did during the play?
Yeah, and actually, when I looked at it on the overhead replay, it looked to me like the puck went far side.
Oh, really?
Like he shot for the far post. So I'm going to look at that again when we get at the video this morning, but it looked like it went far side. Unbelievable shot. Jake has a great ability to shoot in stride. Where a lot of guys, when they're coming in, you know, they stop their feet from moving, they look, they, you know, everything slows down. Where Jake, he shoots in stride, and he does it all the time in practice, and he's getting good at, you know, picking his spots while in stride. That's a great asset, which is going to allow him to have a future in hockey. So it was a great play. Joel obviously brings a lot of presence to himself, which will open up ice for both Gavin and for Jake. So the line really complements each other well. That was a power play goal off a little cycle, but and a great shot. And it, you know, you could feel prior to that even happening, you know, we got a couple power plays right in a row there. And you could feel prior to that happening, probably the second half or more of that hockey game, where I thought we just kind of took over momentum more and more. Now they had their spot plays because of their skill set and some breakdowns on, you know, by us. But as far as territorial advantage, momentum, puck possession, energy, things like that, I thought that our guys took over and gave us a chance to have an outcome in that hockey game, and for that we're excited moving ahead.
Well, it was a great goal and it brought us within one again. Mark Onk gets his second assist on the afternoon. Gavin Gould draws an assist. Jake Lucchini with the shot there, and you know, just one of those guys again that we're hoping really contributes a lot more offensively, isn't he?
Yeah, he looks great. And I said...